We've never gotten a $50,000 donation, but one of our church members said, "I'll leave." He sold his house and gave the whole money, $50,000, to the conference. That's in Venezuela. We're not talking a rich country. And you know what? I believe that will happen everywhere. If church leaders start making decisions where they focus on the mission of the church instead of protecting our assets, instead of avoiding risk, and saying, you know what? I don't care what it costs. Let's risk it all to accomplish the mission. You will see how church members will back those leaders. People will start pulling it out and giving. I back that kind of decision, and immediately, and the thing is falling right into place. We've ordered the equipment from Brazil, the manufacturers. I have a meeting with the president of the country in March with the ADRA director. We're going to be meeting with him, and we're going to be working out all the details for this national license. And when that national license comes out, the new law says all the cable networks have to carry it. I mean, this is a monopoly again. I love monopolies. Why? Because we were willing to risk it. They said, you know, I was glad for this. How do you know God's going to do that? You know what they said? If God can do it for David Gates, he can do it for us too. Amen. God doesn't have favorites. God doesn't have any favorites. All he wants to do is, I'll take anything I can get. If it's just a missionary from the jungles and a missionary pilot out of nowhere, if that's all I got, then that's what I'll work with. What about some of us that actually are skilled in that kind of stuff? What about some of us that have the preparation in that field? Some of us can't go, but we can certainly support others to go. So that's our decision today, tonight. I want to invite you. I never close without an invitation. You can see that it's a multiple thing. Maybe you work for the denomination, and maybe you're an administrator. Maybe you just administrate your own home. Maybe you're just a single person, don't have a home to administer yet, but you can administer your own self. In every case, God has given us talents. Some have financial talents, influence talents, education talents. Whatever the talents that God has given you, just remember, they're not yours. And tonight I want to invite you to recognize, you know what? Whether you recognize it or not, God is still the owner of everything. I'm not asking you to give it to God. He already owns it. I'm asking you to acknowledge ownership. The reason Lot's wife could not walk away from her home, she never detached. Her heart was still back there. Do you agree with me? What would happen if we all detached ourselves from our things? What if we tonight said, Lord, you are the Lord of everything. Everything I have, everything I am belongs to you. What if we said that tonight? And what if we said, Lord, I'm just a manager now. And therefore, you call the shots. You tell me what you want me to do with your things. Your children. My wife is yours too. My husband for wives. They're all his anyhow. All we're doing is acknowledging lordship, which is already his. Doesn't change anything. He's still Lord of everything. But our mind hangs on to things like if it were ours. And therefore, tonight, I want to invite you, if you're willing, if you heard God's voice speaking to you tonight, asking you to let go, asking you to be willing to let go. If you're not willing, say, Lord, I'm willing to be made willing. At least I'm willing for you to teach me. Some of us have grown up with nothing, and so therefore we hang on to the little we have. Many have grown up with a lot and let go of something, but at the same time, we don't ever be caught without. We both both feel. If that's what the Holy Spirit's been asking you to do, to make a total commitment of everything tonight, so that then he can be free to work through you. Let go of that. Give that. Here's more. Manage over here. Just like a manager does. You just obey and be a faithful steward. Would you be willing to come up front and kneel with me tonight? Would you be willing to do that? Don't come up unless you want to make that commitment. This is not a group think. This is a special call to those who say, Lord, I'm all yours. Everything I have, everything I am is yours. From now on, you tell me what you want me to do. If you're willing to do that, I want to invite you to come up and we'll have a special prayer together. Just kneel down together here.